Hey everyone, it's Kevin. Monica and I have decided to chop up our podcast and give you guys a little bit of magic every week. Instead of just one huge episode, we're going to give you a little slice every week. So that way, you guys have a little piece of us all the time. Love and kisses, Kevin and Monica. Yay! Here we are. It's like a fucking open mic now. Jesus Christ. Welcome to episode, what is this, 10?
Why do we count? I don't know. Asking how many sexual partners we've had. Fuck it. We have a good time.
We do. I'm going to guesstimate a 10. I don't even know. Who cares is right. Episode blah, 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 blah of the Safe Word Podcast. I'm Kevin Goatee, your host, with my lovely co-host, Monica Vita.
Yay, hello.
And everyone's favorite from Jersey, another real guy from Jersey, Big Rich, my friend. Rich McDonald, everyone.
Yeah.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I'm excited to be here. What's going on?
Oh, that's right. And as alluded to on Facebook, the special guest of today.
Mystery guest,
that's true, is not Kim Kardashian's asshole. It is
much cuter.
Yeah, it is much cuter. Jennifer Saltzman, everyone.
Hey.
Yay.
Hi.
Oh
my God, I'm prettier than Kim Kardashian.
I'm in her asshole.
Oh,
that's her asshole.
Yeah. I brought her on this adventure to Secaucus.
Yeah.
She was like, where are you taking me?
She's like, the hotbed activity that goes on in Secaucus.
She asked me if I wanted to do the podcast, and I said yes. And she's like, oh, cool, it's in Secaucus.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm not a dummy. But it's not bad.
No,
she's like, I just threw my shit in the dryer for an hour and change anyway. Who gives a fuck? It's okay. But yes, here we are in lovely Secaucus. Again, where everything magical happens.
We just come for the alcohol. That's really how I get everybody here.
I'm really? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you're okay. Never mind. Or the Krispy Kremes for that matter. But anyway, it is, it's a little bit nipply outside, folks. A little cold out there and the weather's changing, which makes us think about that special time of year. The Thanksgiving Christmas time of year. And the debates that come along with it, like, do you bring your girlfriend or boyfriend home for holiday parties or fuck buddies for that matter? So that's one of our topics.
I just think about when I can stop shaving, but all right. I guess some people have family events. Go on.
Let's talk about Monica. Monica's ready to sport the winter bush. That's what she's trying to tell everyone.
Yeah.
She's like, 45 degrees,
and
pubic hair.
And it's European, you know? I let it grow in the winter.
You gotta stay warm, man.
That's right.
Give her until about Pearl Harbor Day, and Monica's vagina is going to look like the mane on Simba from Lion King.
You say that like you would know.
I'm just saying, I mean, you're Hungarian.
Are you saying my panties are puffy?
I'm saying you're probably going to... Oh, boy. I'm saying it's
like
good.
To create visuals.
It may look like Rick James in a leg lock down there. I don't know.
I'm a blonde.
Rick James in
I'm
a
blonde.
Yeah, do you think of that one? Yeah, you like that? She's like, oh. So Jennifer Saltzman, do you let the foliage gather as the winter months go on? Phone on the table.
Sorry, I do. I let it go.
You do.
Yeah.
Just like they do when they said in Frozen, let it go.
But you know what?
What?
They turn gray down there.
Oh, I've heard that.
What? No.
So you know what? I like to be warm and comfortable and have the puffy pants, but sometimes I look down there. Reminds me of my age.
Does it look like Bob Ross in a leg lock down there? Happy little beavers. Are you really going gray down there?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, not going gray, but there are some gray.
There's a few stragglers.
I mean, I got them on my head too. But
really?
Yeah, I bury them. Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, well, guys, chest hair, beard.
I shave.
Hair is hair.
I shave. So, I mean, I guess, I don't know, until this goes gray. I would never know if this goes gray. Rich McDonald, you care to share you and your pubic status if you're going gray down there?
I'm not going gray down there.
Okay, cool.
But then I'm not going gray up here so much.
Now, did the
Are
hair...
Are you balding?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like like an Ed Asner thing.
I call it the flesh yarmulke.
And a comb over. Yeah,
Yeah,
I do the echo at the Rudy Giuliani.
Oh my god.
Pre-9/11. No.
If your penis could have a lisp like Rudy Giuliani, I'd be very impressed.
I think some do.
Oh my.
Probably the ones that still have their foreskin.
Did your hair finding on your head go grayer first and then your pubes, or your pubes and then your head?
I just discovered the gray pubes this fall, as a matter of fact. Because in the summertime, I'm, you know, there's not much.
No, 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 of course not.
And all of a sudden, this winter, I felt very mature.
So when the leaves changed, you...
Yes, exactly.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Oh.
I wonder if that turns young guys on, though.
No!
Well, no, you're not that young of a guy to answer that question.
I don't think
you there. No, no, I'm serious. You would be amazed, these young cubbies. Like, if they really like older women, I'm not saying, like, gross bush. I'm just saying, like,
my bush is not gross. I just have
gray
hair.
No, I know. I know. I have no doubt. Actually, don't you? Can't you?
I was just gonna say.
Fucking bathroom door on
our
desk.
I didn't.
You saw my bush. What do you think?
I didn't see your bush. You kind of had that. Yeah, I saw half her ass cheek, though.
I saw my hand in between my legs.
I did.
I want to share with our audience the beauty of this, because on the way over, I said to Jen, I said, you know Kevin, right? And she said, no, I don't think I've ever met him. So they went through this, like, semi-formal handshaking. Hi, nice to meet you. Hi, nice to meet you. And she's like, you have a lovely home. May I use your restroom? And he's like, sure. And points her in the direction. And fucking 3 minutes later, I hear her go, oh, hi! As he opens the fucking door, I'm like, now y'all have met. For sure y'all have met.
Well, to be completely safe, I just wanted to doing a quick gray pube check. That's the reason why.
Wait, did you do that on purpose? You knew I was
here. He heard.
I totally forgot. I totally forgot.
He's not that dumb.
I was cleaning up.
I had a gym bag in my hand, for Christ's sake. You're the one coming there. This is where I throw my gym. Whoa!
The gym bag was to cover the Woody he was going to get.
Silver fox!
Yeah!
And a cell phone camera.
Actually, I'm lying. In my gym bag, I have many strap-on dildos and things like that. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's in the second bedroom,
it's
please.
A bitch to get through TSA.
Please, please, please. Keep it to a low. Grr, grr. Gray pubes. Interesting. No gray pubes on you? Well, you...
I don't think so. But I'm blind.
There's only one way to find out.
No, well...
There we go.
Get the cubbies on the phone.
Yeah. No, well, because it's hardwood floors.
See, that's the way to go.
But... I'm trying to think. Well, it's hard to tell. I'm blonde. I really am genuinely blonde. So it's kind of, it was hard when, I mean, I have gray hair now, but the first few that came in, I mean, it took me a minute and I had to actually like pluck it out and put it on like my black sweater to see if it was blonde. Like,
is this a sun fucking with me or not?
No, really. Maybe. I don't know if I do.
Interesting.
Well, you should examine it. Pluck them out. Put them on your black sweater.
How about this? Go to the bathroom. Wait 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Have them tell you.
I'll come with tweezers in my gym bag. Like, ha!
It was an accident. Now open your legs.
Holy shit, Betty White. What's going on in here? Actually, I'm sorry. You're more like a Blanche. Excuse me. It's not as bad as we thought it was. Wow, that's amazing. We went from...
Well, see, but that's a good thing, actually, because as a blonde, what I like is that... Even if you do think let things grow a little bit, you can't see it from a mile away, right? Mm-hmm. So as you go gray, you're going to have that advantage of, like, it's not going to be as noticeable.
Cool.
I'm giving you a silver lining.
Cool. I can't wait for the whole thing to be white like fucking Santa Claus. I'm excited. It's
ho,
Christmas.
Ho, ho.
Good stuff.
Celebrity look.
Sexy.
Comic lookalike time. How many people have told you that you look like Katherine Williams? Kind of, sort of.
Never.
No? You see that?
No.
Well, she's got similar hair.
No,
and she
kind
wears
of,
hoop earrings.
I think she kind of said
both Caucasian.
Okay. Well, they're both beautiful.
Well, that rules out Katherine Williams.
She's marrying a Jew.
That's it. But not only by injection, that wouldn't count.
I married a Catholic.
Oh, yeah. See?
You converted? No. Did you convert?
Hell no.
Good. Because that'd be kind of weird. I don't know why. It'd be kind of weird.
Actually, I've noticed with friends who have married non-Jews who do convert, it's the spouse that converted that's like a much better
super
Jew.
Super Jew.
Much better.
When they convert to Judaism, like, the spouse becomes like super Jew.
I have
Jew.
A friend,
I've seen
and
that.
I'll be like, oh, Mark, you know, when is like Yom Kippur or whatever, and he won't know, and then his wife will be like, oh, we're having people over.
Yeah, because she had to like study.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like when new citizens take the U.S. test.
That's right.
They know more than all
I don't know
us.
Shit.
What's the fifth line of Declaration of Independence? I don't fucking know, and I was born here, but some Iranian guy would be like, well, blah, 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 blah.
That's it.
And then kill you.
Is that the way Iranians talk?
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean...
He does study Iranian.
Jesus. All right. We're making friends. Next. Moving on.
Well, speaking of breaking the internet about great pube talk, let's talk about breaking the internet in another way besides our smashing good looks, all of us at this table. Kim Kardashian, Monica, was something that she wanted to bring up. Monica, what were your thoughts on the whole KK?
Well, I actually want to know what the guys think. I'll tell you why, because like... I've heard so she's got obviously curves in all the right places, but some guys I think it's too much. Some guys, I don't know. I mean, I think it was cool, but the problem I have with it is one, she's a mother, and I don't know.
Demi Moore posed naked on the cover of Vanity Fair in 1990, whatever, one or two.
Wait, are you talking about her baby picture?
Yeah, she was naked on that.
Yeah, but she wasn't naked like...
Yeah, her belly was the same size as Kim's butt.
I know.
Aha!
But, okay, so that's the thing, though. That was very different. She was covering her breasts, you know. It wasn't like... It was, look at my baby belly, not look at my ass.
Listen, strippers get on the stage every night who have, according to them, five kids that they have to support, so...
That's the thing. Kim Kardashian doesn't have any... Yeah, she has nothing else going for her, so I don't know. But I think... Well, you know, there's a big controversy because I think it's like Kohl's or something like that. She's got a children's clothing line, Kim Kardashian.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear she's not going to be struggling financially for cash.
No.
Oh,
what
amazing.
I'm going to say is they want to pull it like all these mothers have written, and they're like, we want, I think it's Kohl's, and if it's not, sorry. But I think like they're like, you know.
We have to worry about sponsors dropping us for a fucking libel.
I'm wrong.
There goes Kohl's.
If we hurry up, we can salvage Kmart and Target.
Jesus Christ.
Anyhow, pretty sure that shit's going to get pulled after the...
Then she'll only make $150 million a year. I shed no tear for her. How about that?
No, I'm not... Fuck her.
Well, maybe.
I don't know.
Monica, what's the actual question you want to ask guys?
Yes.
Do we like that?
Well, first of all, I'm curious for you two. Like, do you find her sexy? Like, when you saw that picture?
Yes.
I've heard some guys say... She's gross.
No, she's gross.
You know those people called?
I agree.
Gay.
I agree.
They're called gay who find her gross. Who finds her gross?
Nobody.
Listen, nope.
I'm
straight. Okay, she has both of what guys want. If you're a tit man, which I am, as we are all very well documented, I'm a tit man. She has plenty of tits. Are you
great
a tit man or an ass man,
I'm
Richard?
An ass man.
He is an ass man. Kim Kardashian has an ass.
Yes.
So she has the best of both worlds. And her face is pretty solid. You got to give her that.
Her face is gorgeous.
Right. So
she's
what?
Gorgeous.
No, I have
she,
no
they,
problem
she
with
is
her.
An industry. That's her job is to look like that. I didn't like the picture because I thought she looked like a fucking Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah, her
stuff
face
like
looked
that.
Weird.
Yeah.
With her head.
Well, so the,
yeah, her face. That's exactly what I was looking at too. Seeing her face is just so off. Let me zoom in on those titties.
Well, the picture was taken by a very famous photographer, and it was actually
John Audubon.
Yeah.
No, you're just nature. I'm kidding.
I don't know. I forget. Anyhow, but he did a very similar spread with an African-American model, like, many, many moons ago, and they were basically replicating that with Kim Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
As, like, the cover with the champagne bottle.
Oh, yes.
And now there's a controversy around that, too, because supposedly that makes fun of kind of a stereotype of black women and their derrieres. The original, and anyhow, that's why I want to talk about it, because there's so much controversy.
You know, this is exactly why I don't read blogs, because my blood pressure would raise
blogs.
20 points for reading stupidity bullshit like that.
I don't read blogs.
Basically,
you know.
She's the highest paid porn star ever.
Yeah.
That's it.
Good for her.
And she's been able to market herself good for her.
How
I
about,
don't see her as a role model, I just think she's
I heard this on was it Carolla or Stern, saying how she has this app where people download it and you have to buy accessories and shit, and she's making like a fucking truckload.
She is not a genius.
Her people are genius.
Somebody would say she's not a genius. It's her mom.
Her mom.
Right.
She's a dum-dum. But
her mom married a drag queen. Let's put it like that. Second marriage is a drag queen.
Jesus, what is going on with that? Jenna.
He looks like... You ever see House of Wax? Either the remake with Paris Hilton or the Vincent Price original? That looks like the end of House of Wax when they all catch fire.
I think he looks beautiful.
Really? No. Really?
Wait, I think we would all much rather fuck Kim Kardashian.
He wants to look like Kim,
Jenner.
I think.
Most days.
Although his son is fucking hot. Or whatever.
Next topic, we're going to talk about dudes in this one.
Oh, come on. That's not fair.
Let's go to our sponsor. Here at Kohl's.
I would give Courtney the business, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Courtney and Kim are
which one is the young one?
Here, let me clean. The one who's not look like a Sasquatch, that's Courtney. Mm. The not Sasquatch one. Although Chloe's picked her game up a little bit.
Chloe is not an ugly woman.
Chloe is a 10th.
Next to her sisters,
right?
She's the one that needs the good personality.
Chloe is a Jersey Boardwalk 5 in Atlantic City. I've said it. I won. Okay. There's no argument.
Then it's gospel. If you said it, you've done the research.
If you put Chloe Kardashian in a hoodie in Philadelphia, everyone would go, oh, she's just a normal chick.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just
but question. She's not horribly ugly. She's just not ugly.
She's not ugly, but her two sisters and Kim Kardashian's stunning.
She would
and
be.
And the little ones, the little Jenners. I mean, they're fucking models. Yeah. So, you know, she got she's normal looking in a family of models.
Mm. Okay, now we've sold that one.
Okay.
Now we're back to Kohl's.
See, I had two emotional responses to Kim Kardashian's ass.
Mm.
The first one was just pure joy and excitement. And then the second one was dread.
Oh.
Because if that was in front of me, I don't think I could get through.
Dude.
There's too much space for me.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be able to reach the vagina.
It's a bottleneck.
It would push me too far away.
Yeah, but it's so slippery.
I don't see me
she
so,
would
getting
have
in
to,
there.
She would have to hold it.
Do you
open
think she like bathes
in yeah,
butter
because
all the
it
time.
Would literally push me away.
It's a good question. Does she bathe in butter all the time? She eats a lot of butter. She's a little thick. They did shave a few pounds off the belly.
About that one.
It happens. There's a physics issue there.
That's a good question Jen just posted. Does Kim Kardashian have great pubes? I think she probably lasers her pubic hair so she'll never grow it ever again.
That's a good idea.
For sure.